This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
You know, really the luncheon has become a day of celebration for us. It is very much a fundraiser, but people who have been there will tell you, me included, that it is a day of celebration and hearing some unbelievable success stories to see what people have overcome to get work and to find stability. And that's what it's all about. It's really celebrating the success of our participants, but also engaging the community in our work.
That's Will Reichard, Executive Director of Step Up Wilmington. The Step Up Wilmington luncheon he's talking about is tomorrow, Wednesday, May 16th.
So Step Up Wilmington, first and foremost, is about jobs, working with individuals in this community who need support, who have some sort of obstacle to employment, to work with them to get employment. After that, once people are employed, we work on financial literacy, career advancement, as well as personal development. So we are with people on a journey for a year or longer, working with them to see that they reach a level of stability that will help them thrive and do well overall.
Step Up Wilmington may sound like a new organization, but it's just a new name. It actually started 15 years ago as Phoenix Ministries and then Phoenix Hometown Hires.
In 2013, actually, we had spent time at Step Up Ministry in Raleigh, North Carolina, which had similar programs to us, both jobs and life skills, and they've been operating for 25-plus years. They were an outstanding organization. They still are. They do tremendous work in the workforce development space. And so we took the approach, either we can try to replicate what they do and learn and teach ourselves how to do it, or we can try to partner with them and see what they're willing to do to support us in getting, you know, much further down the line of our work.
And what kind of obstacles are there to finding employment, securing employment, maintaining employment?
The people we work with who come to us looking for work typically have one of a number of barriers. 50% of people we see, or more than 50%, have a criminal history. About 39% have a felony background. Substance abuse is an issue we see quite often. So we work with people who are going through recovery. We work with people who have limited education. About half of our participants have a high school degree or less. Transportation is a big one. About half the people we see have their own transportation. At the same time, a lot of those folks are at the edge of losing that if something happens, if the car breaks down. In this town, anybody who rides a bus knows it takes quite a while to get from one side to the other, even though this is not that big a town. So that is a challenge as well.
Step Up Wilmington has big goals this year. While the luncheon is free to attend, Will hopes attendees will be inspired to help raise $170,000 to fund the work ahead.
We do have a 1,000 job goal over the next 4 years, which is a big deal. And part of that goal, we want to have the average wage at $11.50 an hour. Last year, the average wage for us was about $10.15. We're doing more and more to focus on not just a job, but getting people into better jobs, higher paying, more hours, and we're committed to that. We've actually hired a career development coordinator to work more directly with the community college, other training resources. There's some great organizations in this town, the hospital, Live Oak Bank, which have both officially raised their minimum wage to $11.50 an hour. We hope more businesses will follow that lead. Truly, it supports not only the person, but supports all of us in terms of what it does when people are making more, when they're stable, when they're self-sufficient. We all win when that happens. And frankly, some of it comes down to what people actually make.
That's Will Reichard, Executive Director of Step Up Wilmington. The luncheon is tomorrow at 11:30 at UNCW's Burney Center. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.